Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Phosphorescent is the band project of Matthew Houck. They have a new album called Here's to Taking It Easy. Matthew is originally from northern Alabama, and he started performing in 2003. But the unit that we will hear today coalesced around the band's last album, To Willie, which was a set of Willie Nelson covers. They've really progressed, and we'll find out about their history after this performance from Phosphorescent. This is called It's Hard to Be Humble.
Starting to look all the same. This is called A Picture of Our Torn Up Praise.
I don't want a taking, baby. I don't want a breaking, baby. I don't want to try and make you anyway. Cause I just want to lie down and tell these tired brains to lie down and then fall away. And I won't be alone, I won't be waiting by the phone, I won't be dreaming of you dreaming of me anyway. Now you could tell me where you've been, then I would tell you where I've been. It would be okay. And torn away of all that anger on your face, still not as strange and not as brave as when you finally turn your fine self away. And I won't be the one when all is said and all is done. I won't be breathing like you breathe into it anyway. No, I'll be in the yard still taking pictures in the dark of all our torn. Chased, I won't be thrown, I won't be bleeding like you bleed into it every day. Now you could tell me where you've been, I would tell you where I've been. It would be all okay. Cause I won't be the one when all is said and all is done. I won't be breathing like you breathe into it every day. Go on and tell me where you've been, and I'll tell you where I've been. We'll be all okay.
Phosphorescent playing live today in the World Cafe Studios, and Matthew Houck, that goes back to Pride, right?
It does, yeah.
You know, it's you write such really, really personal songs. What was it like to take something that you recorded on your own and then to open it up, you know, doing it with the band? Is it
I don't know. Actually, I mean, it's basically all.
It's all this, sort of. They're all your songs, so I guess it doesn't really.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of always been that way, actually. You know, and I think, yeah, it's kind of always been that way. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Now you were born. We know because you're not humble that you're from Alabama.
Yeah.
Where actually in Alabama were you from?
It's right near Tennessee. It's a town called Tony, Alabama.
And one can assume that there was a lot of regular country radio there.
Yeah.
But obviously you were listening to a lot of other stuff. What did you have a certain moment when you heard something in the more alternative end of things?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, of course when Nirvana happened, you know, that reached Alabama, which was right around the time that I was getting a guitar, you know, so that was obviously,
yeah,
that whole part of time was hugely important.
Did you start writing as a kid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know you moved to Georgia, you went to Athens, but were you already writing then and already performing?
Yeah. Yeah. Started doing that, really pretty much right off, like when I was 14 or 15, you know, started playing around as soon as, or, you know, I started playing guitar around like 13, 14, whatever. And then, yeah, started kind of early playing wherever, open mics and, you know, things like that.
There are a couple of songs on here that have to do sort of with the with L.A. and New York. Did you spend some time in L.A.?
I did, yeah. Although the one that's actually called Los Angeles has less to do with the time I was there recently, and I think more like a combination of the times that I've been there. It wasn't when I was actually sort of spending a lot of time out there. But yeah, it was during the writing of this record, I was spending some time out there.
But now this particular song is pretty bi-coastal, but it also seems like a dream. But I think we should tell folks that the Mermaid Parade is a real thing.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to really clarify that, because I think that if as a poetic thing to say, if you were talking about the Mermaid Parade as a poetic ideal, that would be really ridiculous. So I do want to make sure that, you know, it's a real thing. And it's not just like a concept.
What is it? All the mermaids in the world come together? Or?
Yeah, they every summer, all the mermaids who are still around congregate on Coney Island in New York, and have a parade. And it's one of my favorite things that goes on in New York.
And you happen to be there?
Yeah. This evening, said the girl on the airline line. So I bought that ticket and I got in that cab. Oh, but I didn't make it, babe, to the airport like that. No, I wound up walking out by the ocean today, and there were naked women dancing in the mermaid. Watching those women waltz by in the mermaid parade. And oh, Amanda, are you with me today? Watching those women waltz by in the mermaid parade. Thank you.
hearts were on fire only 2 weeks ago, and our bodies were like live wires down on the beach there in Mexico. And I came back to this city, and you stayed home in L.A. Then our 2 years of marriage and 2 short weeks somehow just slipped away. And I know all about your new man, your new older old man. And I know he's already married, so you be careful, man. And I found me a new friend too, and yeah, she's gorgeous and small. Goddamn it, Amanda.
The Mermaid Parade, finishing off our set from Phosphorescent today. And our thanks to Matthew Houck and company. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.